Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. You have one more week to see the work of Natalia Berglund at the Museum of Russian Art in Minneapolis. Her solo show is up through Sunday, September 23rd. It's called Faces of Change, Artistic Expressions of Natalia Berglund. Originally from Belarus, she joins us to talk about her vibrant paintings, their mixed media portraiture that can bring forth great conversations about iconic images, women, fashion, and propaganda.
My name is Natalia Berglund, and I'm a multidisciplinary visual artist. I work in various mediums. I dabble in sculpture. I paint. This specific exhibition that is happening right now at the Museum of Russian Art is focusing primarily on my paintings and mixed media pieces. So essentially, I work with oils, acrylics, inks, collage kind of works on paper as well. So it's a wide range of different media that I work with.
Share a little bit about your journey.
I'm from Minsk, from Belarus, and there I attended a specialized art school. Essentially, it's kind of like a regular school, but with an emphasis on fine arts. So that's where I studied classical painting and drawing techniques. And then I moved here, went to the University of Minnesota, got a graphic design degree, and kind of pursued that career. And for the past 4 years, I've been more and more going back to my sort of like a childhood upbringing and doing a lot more paintings and started doing some sculptures. And so that's how I ended up here.
So this is a solo exhibition. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's my first solo exhibition, and the name of it is Faces of Change. It's all portraiture, and a larger portion of works showcase focusing on icon-inspired portraiture. Last fall, the museum had an exhibition of ancient Russian icons, and I got really inspired by that show. And I was kind of, over the years, mesmerized by the art of iconography, by, you know, the ornate beauty, the symbolism. And so I'm also interested in fashion. And I feel like my latest body of work combines a lot of the sort of like the drama of ancient Russian iconography with the contemporary representation of women in the media.
So this show is kind of a culmination of, you said, about 4 years ago, where you really started looking back at your own life and what you connect with.
Yes, I'm not a person who would, you know, kind of reflect back often, but thinking about this exhibition, I kind of see how I'm combining, you know, my ancient past, my sort of like a Soviet childhood that was kind of heavily inspired visually by the art of like a Soviet propaganda posters and just like very constructivist kind of like large typography and geometric shapes, and then coming to, you know, United States and seeing a lot of fashion photography, you know, images of beautiful women. And so I feel like I'm in a unique place to kind of combine those three directions and kind of create pieces that hopefully speak to a broad audience. I definitely strive to appeal on multiple levels to the audience. I try to create a compelling artwork that grab one's attention just by the sheer beauty of the artwork, but then also there are a lot of hidden stories that can be untangled if a viewer looks at the artwork and kind of starts contemplating specific elements and the color choices. So there are multiple stories to be told.
And that probably reflects your journey as well.
That's right, yeah.
In this country at this time, I think there's a lot of people who are thinking about Russia and maybe don't have as many layers of information and knowledge and understanding. And so I think there is interest.
Yeah, I think so, and I hope that this exhibition may be, I mean, there's a lot of negative press about, you know, Russia, and I understand why, but Russia and America had, you know, Cold War and conflicts, and hopefully, you know, by going to a Russian Museum of Russian Art and then seeing the work and kind of connecting with the culture, just on a, you know, human level, that's very different, and hopefully it'll kind of strengthen the regular human connection between people from different parts of the world.
You can see The Faces of Change by Natalia Berglund at the Museum of Russian Art at 5500 Stevens Avenue South in Minneapolis, up through Sunday, September 23rd. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.